T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress considering a big spending plan. We have the story.
Kansas health officials report 3,600 new coronavirus cases. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police asking for help in Wichita homicide investigation. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners get an update on COVID in the community. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Yesterday we got to 87 for the high in Wichita. Today we will be breezy and a bit warmer. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Some Democrats are pushing for a massive spending package. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Democrats are trying to stuff as much as they can into their big social spending bill. It's just not environmental policies and tax hikes. Liberals could use the multi-trillion dollar bill to pass immigration reform and create pathways to citizenship for millions.
That is too precious and too important of an opportunity for us to allow to sail by.
Budget bills are reserved exclusively for money and taxes. Democrats are already using this special process to avoid a filibuster. The Senate can't pass immigration the regular way because of the filibuster. But it's different if Democrats can jam immigration into this bill.
The $3.5 trillion spending package focuses on expanding social programs and federal health care benefits, creating climate change policies, and greater investments in education.
Wichita police are still trying to locate 23-year-old Keyshawn Dawson, wanted for murder and other charges stemming from a fatal shooting in Old Town.
During a Wednesday news briefing, police said that based on tips from the public, Dawson may be in South Wichita. However, family members are not being helpful in that search. Officer Danielle Watson said the search for Dawson is a top priority and the community can help.
Someone has information on Keyshawn's whereabouts, and he knows that the police is looking for him. If you have information about Keyshawn, please let us know.
Police say Dawson is considered to be armed and dangerous. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting just over 3,600 new coronavirus cases since Monday and 28 deaths. In Sedgwick County, there have been 370 new cases since Tuesday.
And the Sedgwick County Commission has received the latest update on COVID for the county.
Deputy County Manager Tim Kaufman reported the latest rolling positivity rate is over 9%. However, the rate last week was much higher.
Of the folks that we sampled, almost 1,700 folks last week, 21% of those results came back as positive.
He also reported a 600% increase in testing since June 28th. The county is testing between 300 and 400 people per day. There are 206 people in local hospitals with COVID, an increase of 9 from the week before. 78 people are in ICU, an increase of 5. Out of the county's total population, 41.9% are fully vaccinated. Last week, the county said roughly 10% of people have natural immunity from a previous infection. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a possible rape on the Wichita State University campus. The alleged rape at Shocker Hall took place Sunday and was reported Tuesday. In a statement, University President Rick Muma says Wichita State University does not tolerate any act of sexual violence. He added that student safety is officials' top priority on the campus, and they take any report of sexual violence seriously.
The Senate Judiciary Committee listened to testimony yesterday from four elite female gymnasts about the FBI's failure to investigate their reports of abuse by a former gymnastics team doctor.
USA gymnast Michaela Maroney told senators while seated next to fellow gymnasts Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Maggie Nichols that she told the FBI in 2015 USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar was abusing her, and when they finally got around to documenting her case, what they wrote was false.
They had legal, legitimate evidence of child abuse and did nothing. If they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect?
FBI Director Christopher Wray said after the FBI Inspector General report over the summer found violations and errors in the handling of their cases, the FBI supervisory agent was demoted and in the past week fired. But Maroney and other gymnasts said more accountability is required of gymnastics and Olympic officials as well as of the FBI. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Wichita wind surge getting close to a chance for a title. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A vaccine maker makes its case for a COVID booster shot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A top Republican lawmaker in Kansas says he's concerned about President Joe Biden's plan to resettle almost 500 Afghan evacuees in the state because he doesn't know how well they've been vetted. Senate President Ty Masterson says he's worried both that the evacuees could come to Kansas with COVID-19 infections and that vetting by Biden's administration won't keep terrorists or terrorist sympathizers out. Biden's administration began notifying governors Wednesday of where it plans to resettle nearly 37,000 Afghan evacuees, and 490 are set to come to Kansas.
A vaccine maker making its case for a COVID booster shot
Recent studies have suggested an edge for the Moderna vaccine when it comes to long-term effectiveness, but the company is tempering that with a new analysis as an FDA advisory panel prepares to take up the booster shot debate Friday. Moderna says data from its clinical trial shows a higher risk of infection among people vaccinated some 13 months ago compared to those vaccinated about 8 months ago, though in either case the numbers were small and most were not severe cases of COVID. That study has not been peer-reviewed yet. Still, Moderna says it suggests waning immunity and more evidence that a booster is needed. So far, the FDA has only authorized a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for those with compromised immune systems. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Witnesses say a hammer-wielding man burst into a crowded pediatrician's office in the New York City suburb of Teaneck, New Jersey, looking for Jewish people to attack.
Staff, parents, and children say they barricaded themselves in closets, bathrooms, examination rooms, and offices as he screamed, "Are you Jewish?" Cops caught him, and he's charged with assault, but not with a hate crime. Dov Hyken, founder of Americans Against Antisemitism, wants to know why.
And why this is shoved under the rug, not even called a hate crime, It's not, we check into it. Are you Jewish? What the hell did that mean? Are you Jewish?
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who represents Teaneck, also calling it an anti-Semitic attack. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The finalists are in for this year's class in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Hey, do you feel like shooting a game of pool? All right, I'll rack, you break. Nice shot. Billiards among the finalists being considered for a November induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. Other finalists include those rosy-cheeked and oh-so-cute Cabbage Patch dolls, American Girl dolls, and the Pinata. Anybody for a board game? Up for consideration are Battleship, Risk, The Settlers of Catan, and Mahjong. To be inducted, toys must have withstood tests of time and memory, changed play or toy design, and fostered learning, creativity, or discovery. The winners will be inducted November 4th. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Stephen Ted.
Okay, we have a traffic accident now. This is a rollover traffic accident northbound I-135. It's between 21st and 29th Street. So you're going to want to expect a slowdown there. Again, that's northbound on I-135 between 21st and 29th. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky here across south central Kansas early on. We expect to be sunny and warmer, a bit breezy this afternoon with a high close to 90. Clear and dry through tonight, our low 67, and a weak frontal boundary moves in tomorrow. Most of the rain chances will stay to our west and north. Sunny with a high 91 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now sunny and a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 66 degrees, Stephen Ted in the morning here at 8:12 on this Thursday morning. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. And we've talked this morning about the inductees, the nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame. And prominently displayed or talked about the Cabbage Patch Kids with these dolls, these round heads that became such a fad. All the kids were trying to find them and where could they get them and how much they pay for. I know that my daughter had at least one or two of those things. And she pestered us until we got it. But yeah, it's a fad. Hey, here's one. Did you notice any favorites on there, Ted, on the list? The pinata? Did you ever do a pinata when you were a kid?
No.
No. What?
And too much
again,
work.
My kids have done that for the grandkids, but breaking one of those things open.
Yeah, not easy.
What is that great movie with Steve Martin in it where it's Parenthood or something
Parenthood.
Like that? He finally gets a saw and just starts sawing on it. That's
pretty much what it is, yeah.
And the candy they put him in is not very good either.
No,
not
it's
very good
disgusting.
Candy. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
That little thing where it's got a handle on it, and you push it, and it's... These
yeah.
little things.
That thing was sweet.
Yeah, Scott had one of those. What are they good for? Just to keep the kid active? And,
yeah, you know, make a little noise.
Not very educational.
Oh, yeah, that thing that looked like the old-timey hairdryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the game Billiards? And did that take in a little territory? Are we talking about you know, we're talking about pool, we're talking about snooker, the various games you can play on a pool table or a snooker table. Billiards.
Not sure about that one. Battleship. Yeah. What about Battleship?
Battleship.
That should be in.
That's a board game. That's up. Risk is up. Here's one I have no idea. And I get a feeling Jad may know something about something called the Settlers of Catan.
I had to look it up.
Oh, I
had
too.
No idea.
Oh, you did? I had to look it up, too. I still don't know what it is. It's some sort of a board game, is it?
Well, yeah, but it's German. Is one of the... The biggest things I learned about it is here in the U.S., we probably wouldn't know a whole lot about it. It's kind of a German thing, I guess.
Well, I don't think it needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Do you? All right. So some of us have had some of these. When I was a kid, had none of these toys at all. So the billiards we had from the time I was little. I mean, we would go someplace and play pool. When Dad would take us out to Western Kansas to where my mom's hometown and where my grandparents lived, small town, very small town, but they had a pool hall. And you could go in there and
I just bet every town did.
You'd hang out a little bit, play some pool or billiards, usually snooker is what they played. And there's that great, they did a whole movie about that, The Last Picture Show. That was on TV. That was on Turner Classics the other day. Of course, that was they shot it in black and white. And that was about a small Texas town. Had a picture show, and I had a pool hall, and that's about all I had there. Yes. Anyway, toys. You have a favorite toy when you were growing up?
I was just going to say, when I was a kid, we had a billiard or pool table in our basement.
Did you?
Well, the thing about it was our basement wasn't exactly all that large, and so there were some shots that were kind of hard to complete. Because you'd draw back and you'd hit the wall.
There you go.
If you had the ball in exactly the wrong spot. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it was the most rickety thing.
Really?
I mean, it always seemed like it was one or two leans or pushes away from maybe falling over.
My grandfather built a pool table, and we had it in our family basement until we got rid of the house a few years ago. It was still down there. And it was just a homemade pool table. But any favorite toys?
Homemade pool table. We had a ping pong table in our basement.
Oh, ping pong table. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's probably already in the Toy Hall of Fame, the ping pong table. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to another one. Battleship.
Battleship.
Now, did either of you ever run across the late 80s, early 90s version of electronic Battleship?
Yeah, oh, boy. Is that like electronic football?
I didn't care for that.
Ooh, that'd be awful.
It was what made it a pain was you had to program in the location of your ships.
Okay.
And it was a process that was like 20 steps long. It was very difficult to do.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay. Favorite toy? You mentioned any favorite toy?
Toy.
Yeah. We didn't have that many.
What about the big wheel?
You had a big wheel?
Yeah. That was sweet.
My son Scott had one of those. That was quite an apparatus. You had to almost lie down to drive the thing, right? Of course, we had bicycles, tricycles when we were little. But I think my favorite, I was just thinking my favorite would probably be that Hutch infielder's glove my dad bought for me at the brand name was Hutch. We bought it at a sporting goods store in Hutchinson, Kansas when I was 10 years old. First real glove I had. I kept using that thing for about the next 8 years, but a good ball glove.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm sure the baseball gloves are already in there. Hall of Fame, 8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And as long as we're talking about sports, let's really talk about some sports with Ted Woodward, because we got some fun stuff going on right now.
Yeah, the Wichita Wind Surge is closing in on the postseason. And we had a lot of baseball at Riverfront yesterday.
Yeah.
Had to complete that suspended game from the thunderstorms on Tuesday night. Wichita was down 4-1 when that game got suspended, and they were not able to gain any ground in that one. Arkansas won that game 10-5. After that, the regularly scheduled game between Wichita and Arkansas, and Wichita was ready to hit in this one 10 hits. Although twice the Surge was down by 2 runs in this game, kept trying to come back. Finally, it was a bases-loaded double, driving in all 3 runs from designated hitter Spencer Steer in the bottom of the 5th, turned things around. And the Wichita bullpen after that was locked down. 3 1/3 scoreless innings. The final 2 from Jordan Gore for his 6th save. He's got a 1.3 earned run average. Wichita comes back and wins the regular game 6-4 in 7 innings. So it's a pretty good situation for Wichita. They needed that win. Now the Surge with a 3.5-game lead for a playoff spot with 4 games to go. So they are really close, just 1 win away from advancing to the championship series. Wichita and Arkansas go at it again tonight. Maybe that win will be tonight. Wichita and the Travelers at 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Boy, these two are giving fans their money's worth. No skipping on game times here. A 4-hour game on Tuesday night. Another 4-hour game last night featuring 361 pitches. Oakland had a 7-run lead. They blew a 6-run lead on Tuesday night. Did not blow a 7-run lead last night. They almost did. The Royals had the bases loaded, no outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, but all they could get was 1 run on a ground out. Oakland holds on to beat the Royals 12-10. Big hit, though, in the game for the Royals catcher, Salvador Perez. Hit his 44th home run of the season, and now he's driven in 110 runs on the season, and that is number one in the big leagues right now. But Oakland won that game 12-10. Quick turnaround tonight as the same two teams meet this afternoon to finish up this 3-game series. The Royals and the Oakland Athletics at 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can listen to that game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tonight we have Thursday Night Football on KFH as the NFL Week 2 gets going. It's the Washington football team and the New York Giants. Both teams are 0-1 to start out, looking for their first win. Washington is a 3.5-point favorite on home field tonight. Washington and the Giants. Coverage at 7 o'clock tonight. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. JUCO volleyball action last night. Cowley College wins. Cowley is ranked number 2 in the nation, and they sweep Kansas City, Kansas 3-0. Cowley volleyball team now 12-0 on the season. All 12 are sweeps.
Wow.
They, like we said, they're ranked number two in the nation. And the Butler volleyball team has won 9 in a row. They swept Barton County on the road 3-0 last night. All 9 of those wins are sweeps for Butler. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, making 8:21 now here. Keeping it for the Hannity Morning Minute. The generals dealing with China and possible nuclear war and phone calls. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
And let's get a preview of that Chiefs-Ravens game on Sunday.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.